Veterinarian Ed Haugen of Hayward has teamed up with timber company owner Butch Johnson to open a CWD testing lab in Milwaukee. Haugen says the goal is to help meet the demand from hunters who want assurances the deer they kill are safe to eat. He says his lab will use the same test now being used by the USDA lab in Ames, Iowa.
We are not a fly-by-night person lab. We're planning on doing everything by the book, justifying everything, whatever we got to do to make sure that we got a quality sample and we get this thing done right.
But the federal agency in charge of certifying testing labs says the new Milwaukee facility won't have the blessing of the federal government. USDA spokesperson Ed Curlett says hunters should be warned tests aren't accurate enough to guarantee food safety.
These tests are not designed to be food safety tests. That's something that's approved by the Food and Drug Administration, and these tests cannot guarantee that these animals are negative for disease. These are surveillance tools to determine the disease existence in an area.
But Ed Haugen says the state of Wisconsin is using the test as a measure of food safety now. He points out that hunters who have killed deer in the Mount Horeb area have been told by the state that they should wait to eat their venison until test results on brain tissue samples come back from the federal lab in Iowa.
There are people down there right now running samples that they've killed deer and they want to eat it and they're waiting for the test. And the state of Wisconsin has stated, don't eat this meat until you get your test results back. So they are using it as a food safety test.
The USDA is expected to certify the Wisconsin Diagnostic Laboratory at UW-Madison soon. That lab will handle most of the 40,000 to 50,000 deer the state intends to test this fall. This week, Governor Scott McCallum asked President Bush to push the USDA to move quickly to certify private labs. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.